Hello and welcome back to the podcast. So today we have two seniors from Francis Hall North, one in person and one doing virtual school, and we're going to compare and contrast their experiences this year, why they chose what they did, and how they're doing with the school year so far. So Rhea, introduce yourself.
My name is Rhea Contractor. I'm a senior at FHN and I am doing fully in person.
Marcus?
My name is Marcus. I'm also a senior, as both of you have said. And I'm doing fully online this year.
All right. So, Rhea, why did you pick to do in-person over online?
I picked in-person because when we did online in the spring, I just did not do that well with, like, learning online and just all the different kinds of, like, platforms the teachers used. And I really needed that in-person learning experience to do my best.
And Marcus, why did you choose to go online?
I had two main reasons. The first one being, since I have a disease, it's called Crohn's disease, and the treatment for that disease, it inhibits your immune system. So it makes it less effective. That means that if I were to catch coronavirus, it would probably be worse and more likely to kill me. So obviously I probably want to stay home, even if it's not a huge deal, a huge chance of catching it at school, it's still much safer at home. And the second reason is I just like learning by myself at home more. And I feel like I've had to do that a lot anyway, because I've been out of school a lot, and I just like it a lot more. So
because of Crohn's, did you not go to school a lot during regular days, like in past years?
Yeah, I had to, it's a chronic disease. So, you miss a lot of school, and try your best to keep up.
Okay. So Rhea, whenever you chose to go in person, did your parents or did you, like, what went through your mind when you're thinking, like, school outweighs, health stuff? Do you think it was going to be safe, or do you think it's a risk?
At first, I thought it was a really big risk because, like, I just didn't know what procedures the school was going to implement and how serious people were going to take it. But my parents and I, like, we really thought about it, and, you know, senior year and everything, and, like, how I did with virtual in spring, I thought this was the best option to go in person. And it has been pretty good so far.
And you have a brother, right? Is he also in person?
Yeah, my brother's in person as well.
So what precautions has the school taking to keep people safe, like during in-person and everything there?
So masks are worn 24/7 except for lunch. But for every class, you are social distancing. You're 6 feet away from anyone you're sitting by. There's no really like group projects going on, and you sanitize, you wipe your desk as much as you feel like you need to. But there have been a lot of safety procedures going on.
So do you think that, at least from what you've seen in classrooms compared to last year, do you think that desks have actually been like moved further apart?
They have. So in most classes, they have like tape markers where the desk should be placed, and they are about like 4 to 6 feet apart.
I don't know, one concern that I had, or like one at least question. So how do they do the hallways? Because hallways is really hard to socially distance, especially in summer, like the butterfly hallway, where you get the most traffic of people. How are they trying to keep people apart, keep people safe there?
So most of the time there are like administrators in the hallway, like directing people like where to go, trying to keep more people like spread out. So the hallways haven't really been a big issue for me. Like I haven't been crammed, especially in the butterfly hallway. It's been less busy than we know. So administrators have done a pretty good job of spreading people out.
Do you think there's definitely still a lot of like contact person to person there? Or like even when you're not in the actual classroom?
For sure. I think most kids who don't take it as seriously will, you know, goof around and be closer to one another. But the kids who do take it seriously and follow the precautions are very good at social distancing.
Do you think there's anything the school could have done that they haven't, or at least haven't yet?
For the most part, no, but I do understand that social distancing is really difficult in schools, but I think they've done a good job with it so far.
And do you like what you're doing in school? Like, do you think you made the right choice and it was worth, like, maybe the little bit of risk?
I think so. I think they've really implemented a solid plan for all the precautions and everything, and I've been learning a lot better because I really need that in-person experience to do my best. So I think I made the right choice.
Do you think the precautions might have, like, hindered your education anyway? Like, maybe you're not able to talk as closely with people, do group projects? Do you think any of that kind of hurts you, even if it is mandatory?
Mm-hmm. So for group projects especially, like, we can't really do those. Maybe partner projects, but not, like, presenting as a group and working closely with one another. So that has really, we haven't done any of that, and I don't think we will. But for the most part, that's mainly it.
And did you see any, like, hindrance on your education compared to years before?
Not really. It's been pretty much the same. I think being in person does give you that one-on-one, like, contact with your teachers or and your peers if you do need help.
All right, Marcus, I want to kind of shift gears to talk about how it works online with you, because I do it online too, but you're here. So with all your classes, what are you doing it on online?
So I have quite a variety of classes. So I actually have four different accounts that I do work on. The first being the FHN Canvas. So that's the main one. I have four classes through that. So that's my main, maybe five. I don't remember. Yeah, five classes through that. And that's, you know, that's the main one. That's the one I go to log into Zooms all the time. And then I have a launch account for AP Stats, because that's through a different vendor. And there's no Zooms for that one. So, you know, I just do my work at my own pace, and that's really nice. And then I have another Canvas account for the community college where I'm taking Physics 2. Same thing as Stats, there's no Zooms really. That one, there are due dates for things. So I have to do things, you know, in a predetermined pace. But that's probably my favorite class just because it's a lot of fun. And then lastly, I have an extra class I'm taking this year through Edmentum, AP Computer Science. And I thought that would just be a little bit of fun to do, and I can get that on my college transcript as well.
So explain how the differences between, like, Edmentum, your college class, Francis Howell Canvas, and Launch works.
Yeah, so I'll start with Canvas because I have the most classes with that. I actually like Canvas a lot. I think it's really, really useful and really user-friendly for doing things. You know, there's some things that do require a little bit of thinking to figure stuff out. But, I mean, pretty much it's as easy as it could be. And then Launch, I've used in the past. It's not quite as good as Canvas, but I know my way around it because I've taken a few classes over the summer before through them. It's, you know, it's a little more clunky, but you know, it's there. I can see all the work I have to do and do it on time. And then Edmentum is by far my least favorite of the gateways or whatever you call them. It's like impossible to find anything really. Like if I'm trying to send a message to my teacher, I have to go through like 50 screens to even see a message they sent me or to send them a new one. And it's really hard to see the actual assignments that you need to do. And instead of, because it just tells you like what's due then, not like everything very easily. So it's sometimes really hard to tell what I need to do.
So for people who don't know, Edmentum is kind of like whack the way they have school, because there's no videos or anything. It's just that you have a bunch of slideshows and then a 5-question quiz at the end of each, like, kind of chapter unit thing. Is that how it works for stats as well?
Mine's a little different. It's similar to that in the way that it's a you know, a section, a slideshow, but I have different, like, usually I have a little bit of code that I have to submit to the whatever, put it in the text box or whatever they have there, and then I keep moving with the lesson instead of just having like a 5-question quiz at the end.
So what class are you taking through in Menton?
AP Computer Science.
Okay. So I'm taking bio through there, and usually science classes, you can learn a lot through just a textbook. Do you think something more hands-on, like computer science, you can get a lot more benefit if you were in person rather than online?
No, I don't think so. Computer science is, it's all on the computer anyway. So even when I did computer science in person, it was pretty much just the teacher hands you a packet, you sign into Project Lead the Way, and you do your work. So it's a lot similar to that. So it's not as hard as it could be if I was taking like a science class like you're taking.
So for the 5 classes that you have through Canvas for Francis Howell, do you have Zooms for those classes every day?
Most days, pretty much. There's the occasional day where they'll have an asynchronous day for a work day or something. But yeah, we have, I have Zooms pretty much 5 times a day, every day.
Do you like them? Do you think that they're like kind of annoying being at the screen the whole time?
Oh, I hate Zooms. I think the majority of them are completely useless. And I'm usually doing the work that we're being assigned during the Zoom. So that's my like homework time for that class. So then I don't have to do it later, because I mean, they sit there and explain for 10 minutes something that they could have just, you know, written in Canvas and posted it. And I'm already done by the time they're even explaining.
So something like launch, you think that would it be better suited for Francis Howell to just do launch but ourselves? Because launch and Mendum is where they pretty much put up all the notes and they're like, if you need me, I'm here. Do you think that would have worked
better? I like launch and then the Community College Canvas are both that way. And I think they're super nice because, you know, you log in, you get access to all these videos and stuff, so you can watch them as many times as you want, as slow and as fast as you want. You have easy access to all of your assignments even while you're looking at the videos, so you could use them to help you as well. And then if you ever need help, most of these teachers will have like office hours or something once or twice a week, and you can go and ask questions. And that's really all I need from a teacher. I know some other people might have issues with something like that, but for the way I learned, it's really, really good.
But do you kind of understand why the school has to have Zooms? Because they want that, like, they want to keep that person-to-person connection as much as possible.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think that's kind of an artifact of it still being an in-person school. Because they're not necessary at all, pretty much. The teachers just want to kind of have a chance to see the kids. And I don't think that's necessary, but some people do.
And this is my experience. But in my experience, everyone in the class pretty much has their camera off. So that person-to-person contact is just person-to-black box. And then your teacher has their camera on. Do you see the same thing happening?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, at the start of the year and in certain classes, people turn their cameras on more because either they're more comfortable with the teacher or the teacher, you know, makes them do it or whatever. But yeah, no one wants to be on the Zooms.
Like breakout rooms is really awkward when no one talks and everyone has their black screen.
Yeah, it was funny the other day. My art teacher, she'll do this thing where she just asks everyone, like, you know, how are you doing? And she'll just like wait until someone responds. So the other day, no one responded. So we were just sitting there for like 3 minutes, just waiting. And then finally, I did one day. I don't know if it was that day, but someone got on and finally responded to her, and she moved on.
So Rhea, are you guys using Canvas or like Google Classroom or anything for your in-person classes?
So we're mainly using Canvas because, like myself, I got sent home due to contact tracing. So Canvas is easiest for all students, whether they're sent home or in person to see like what's going on in the calendar on Canvas is super helpful. So that's why the teachers are mainly using Canvas a lot.
So talking about your being contract tracing, so I've seen that a lot of people weren't exactly happy about the way teachers handled that situation. But first, could you explain what that means? Like, how do they find out who goes home and who just stays?
So contact tracing essentially means like somebody near you in one of your classes, let's say the person next to me tested positive for COVID. So everybody around that person in each of their classes gets sent home to self-quarantine for 14 days. So that's what happened to me. So I guess somebody I was near tested positive and I was sent home. I think I was one of the first people to get sent home. I had to go self-quarantine for 14 days, and to be able to return to school, I needed a letter from the health department.
So you had to get a test to get back?
Basically, I just had to report if I had any symptoms daily, check my temperature and whatnot, and just send that to the health department.
So you're kind of like the beta version, I guess, of contact tracing, and some of these issues might have been fixed, but what did you see as kind of like the problem? Like, how did teachers communicate with you? Did you have Zooms, or like, how did you find out and keep up to date?
Yeah, so it was really difficult when I got sent home. I just had no idea what to do. I went to the office and they were like, you need to leave now. And I was like, well, what do I do? Like, I'm so confused. So then I just emailed all my teachers. It was basically me reaching out to my teachers saying like, hey, I got sent home. Like, how can I stay up to date with class and assignments? And they were just like, everything will be on Canvas. Only two of my teachers have like actual online classes. So they added me to their Zooms and I would join those. So that was pretty helpful. But for the most part, the rest of my classes, everything was on Canvas. So I have a flipped class for math. So that was fine, just homework and notes at home. But everything else, it was like me emailing the teachers back and forth, like, hey, I need help on this, or like texting my friends in those classes, like, what did we do today? So it was kind of a big lack of communication and like direction. I didn't really know what was going on for the most part. And when I got back to school, I was a little bit behind, but yeah.
So pretty much the teacher just, did they just say, okay, check Canvas, it's up to you though?
They just said like, check Canvas, everything will be on Canvas. And it was, but it was a bit confusing.
Yeah, because not all teachers kind of organize it the same way. Some make assignments that aren't actually assignments that you turn in on Canvas. It's like you have to email them something or you have to give papers in. So did you just try to like contact friends, text friends who are in each class to let you know what happened?
Yeah, so I tried to like remember who was in all my classes, and I think on Canvas in like the people tab in each class, you can see who is in the class. So I reached out to those people, but I feel like that's just something that I did. My other friends who also got quarantined because of contact tracing, they were struggling a bit.
Yeah, the system doesn't seem like completely flush out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So joining Zooms, did you like that? Do you think it was pretty helpful being able to still have that, like listening to the teacher talk instead of writing down from a presentation?
I think those were pretty helpful because for both of those classes, they're pretty discussion-based. So I could still have those discussions with the teacher, and the teacher actually made us like turn on our videos. Like, it was required for us to show our face, so it didn't feel like awkward or anything. So that was good.
So you like the in-person, like person-to-person contact, and Marcus is like, nah, we don't really need it.
Yeah.
Marcus, do you think part of the reason is because like you're so accustomed to being able to work at home and like contact your teachers about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also because of the nature of the classes that I'm taking this year. Because, you know, as a senior, I have a lot of really hard classes, but also a few classes that are just required to graduate, and that are super easy. So, and it just happens to be that those easy classes, being English and intro to art, are the ones that would require the most in-person contact, I'd say. So it's not an issue for me because those classes are so easy. But if I had like calculus or something online, that I don't think I'd be able to get through that without a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. So for both of you, what do you think the hardest class is to do online? Like, what subjects?
I can go first. I think for me, math was a little bit difficult because I'm taking two math classes this year, and one is a flip class, which is fine, but the other one, it's like very discussion based, like notes, homework, and I didn't really have that experience when I was online, so that was most just difficult for me.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Like, this year I'm taking AP Stats, so that I think that class is very well suited for online, just because of the nature of the stuff you're learning. But yeah, like, I took Calculus BC last year, and I don't think I'd be able to get through it online. Like, I don't.
Yeah. So I'm taking Calculus 3 through SCA online right now, and the way it's set up is, like, they give me a bunch of videos. All the videos are just put out there, and they just say, do it at this recommended calendar. You have due dates for everything every while. And then it's mostly like, if you need me, I'm here, but please don't need me because I don't want to be here. So I think it's a little bit like confusing because math is one of those classes that you need explanation on stuff you don't understand. And if you don't get that explanation, it affects everything in the future that you learn.
Mm-hmm. Especially the teacher is busy, like, commenting with someone else if someone else needs help. They have a limited amount of time. So if you can't get your help, or if you're busy while they have or they're having their help times, it could be really hard. I can see that.
Do you guys see that, like, getting responses from teachers take kind of long time because I get so many emails a day?
Yeah. It kind of depends on the teacher as well. Some are better about keeping up on it. But like there's emails that I'll send to a teacher and they just don't respond, like, ever.
Yeah. I've had those too.
Luckily, I haven't had too many issues. Oh, you're fine. Luckily, I haven't had too many issues, but, or really any issues. But if I really had a problem, and it was one of those teachers where they just, like, don't respond, I'd be in trouble, I think.
Yeah. So for me, some of my teachers, like, I'm pretty close with, so I could just text them on Remind, and they would respond, like, super fast. But other teachers, I would email them, like, hey, I need help on this, and they'd, like, respond 5 hours later. And I'm like, well, I figured it out already, but thanks anyways.
So I want to move into a little bit of a kind of different aspect of school, like clubs and sports. So, Rhea, do you play any sports this spring?
No.
Marcus, you don't either, right?
No, I mean, speech and debate is technically a sport.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But, no.
Because it's a MSHA regulated sport. So technically,
we are a sport.
Speech and debate's a sport.
Yeah, it's like that brain.
But no, I don't do any physical sports.
Okay. And like for clubs, Rhea, since you're in person, are all your clubs in person too? Or are like some of them virtual? How does that work?
Yeah, so for NHS, we started off as doing some virtual meetings, and we're still continuing virtual meetings for students that are online, but we're just doing, like, meetings, not necessarily, well, they are in person. You just pick up the agenda or the material that we're giving out, and you go. Like, it's not, you're staying in a meeting for 10 minutes with a whole bunch of other people. So it's pretty quick and easy, but for my other clubs, we haven't really started anything yet, and I think we're still waiting a week or two to really begin. So, yeah.
So we're both presidents of NHS for our class. So what do you think is, like, difficult about trying to organize stuff this year?
Right now, I think try to create a solid plan that, you know, everybody will follow. And like, I know we couldn't really do like in-person like group meetings like we did last year with like the whole club, because there's like, there's just no space for everybody in NHS to be there in person and socially distance. So that was one of the biggest problems. Like, where are we going to have meetings? What are we going to do for them? And how are we going to reach out to students that are online and in person?
Yeah, and I think because for at least our grades, since we're just starting, no one really has many points. And I think what we struggle with is getting like opportunities for virtual people when they don't have to come in. What kind of stuff have you guys done to work around that?
Well, for us, most of our members do have their points. They're just finishing them off a little bit. But just by attending the meetings, and we have some virtual opportunities, but they're still like not as many as we'd like. So yeah, mainly people are just trying to finish up their points, and they can like drop things off if they're virtual, or if they're in person, they can do that as well.
So Marcus, what about you? What have you seen with the clubs that you are in? Because I know we're all in kind of different aspects here and there. So have your clubs started? Are they virtual, in person? How does it work?
Yeah. So the main club that I do, is I'm the president of the curling team. So that's you'll get to brag about your NHS president. Calm down. All right.
Hey, calm down.
But for that club, you know, we had a Zoom the other day. We basically can't do anything. Like, it's up to the individual people if they want to, you know, go curling or whatever. But because so many of us are online or, you know, can't really do anything in person, we're pretty much done until something happens, like the vaccine or whatever. But that's the only one that, like, I think is seriously hindered. Like, speech and debate, talking about that before. You know, we can do all that stuff online. It's all these meetings and stuff can be online. There's no real difference to doing it online versus in person too much. So that's really nice with that.
So with curling, I know you guys do like different tournaments, mostly around the wintertime. If those tournaments do happen, do you guys think it's an opportunity for at least those who can go to go? Or do you think, no, not really?
The problem at this point is we don't have enough people. So, and I hit on this as well, but it's really hard to recruit new people as well, especially, you know, incoming freshmen and everything with this thing, because you can't really do much in school to like promote. I might be wrong about this, but people have been saying you can't really do much to promote clubs. You know, you can't go around to classrooms and advertise or anything. So that's been really hard. And we just don't have enough people. Like, we only have four guys for our guys team. And since I can't do it, we have three and we can't play.
So do you guys put up like posters, try to do announcements and all that stuff to recruit people, or like have Malk talk to people? Cause she might have some freshmen.
Yeah, Malkmus is our sponsor, so yeah, she'll talk to people about it, but we've just been trying to get people to, you know, talk to their friends and stuff, because there's really not too much we can do, because we only have, like, one of our members is in person, one or two maybe, and the rest are all online, so there's not really too much we can do.
All right. Well, that's all the stuff I have to talk about. Do you guys have anything else you want to, like, add, discuss, anything?
I want to just like thank all the teachers for, you know, getting acquainted with Canvas and everything, because it is a big task for them, and it is a big transition, and I think they did very well, especially compared to last year. That was a disaster. But I think they're doing very well, and it's really turning into something that is working very well, and they're really doing an excellent job. So I just want to thank all the teachers for that.
Yeah, adding on to that, I feel like the teachers have been so understanding and lenient, especially these first few weeks of school. So they've been really helpful, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, I think they've been doing a great job. And also, like, compared to last year when it was only, like, last quarter, they're like, okay, it doesn't really matter, it's fine. They've made it a lot more structured this year, like, with the administration and everything having to figure that out. And I think Dr. H even said earlier, he doesn't see this going away at all. He thinks that in the future, for people who do like to stay at home over go in person, like, maybe Marcus would be one of those people. Even after COVID is over, just staying home either way.
Sorry about that. But I would definitely continue with the rest of the year going online, I think. Just because all my classes are spread out now and I can't really, like, I have 2 nothing hours in the middle of the day. I don't think it's feasible for me to go back very easily.
Yeah.
So I would definitely next semester, if that's an option, stay at home.
I'm almost 100% sure it will be an option. So say you were a junior right now, right? And next year in high school, COVID's over, there's really no threat of it, but you still have the chance to go in person, what would you pick? Or, like, you have the choice to go in person or online. Would you just stick with online, even though COVID's not a thing, or would you rather just go in person?
Personally, I would either opt for fully online or some sort of, like, hybrid thing, maybe going in person for some classes and doing online for others. Because, like I said before, calculus, I would have to go in person for, like, those harder math and science classes like that. It's really difficult to do at home. So if I could, you know, do some in the morning and then maybe come home at noon, that would be really nice, I think.
Rhea, what about you? Oh.
Sorry, my brother keeps coming at the door.
No, you're good.
But I think I would still stick with in person, to be honest, especially if COVID isn't a threat. It'd be way more enjoyable as well. So I would definitely stick with in person.
Would you like the idea of a hybrid over in person, or do you think not in person is fine?
I for sure think hybrid would be great. That's what I was hoping for this year, but unfortunately we didn't get that. But I would like hybrid.
Yeah, I think I would pick hybrid over anything if I had a choice, which I feel like will become a much more feasible opportunity in the future. All right, so if you guys don't have anything else to add, that's it for this podcast. Thanks, Marcus, and thanks, Rhea, for coming out today, and I'll see you all next time.